You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's right. The Drive is live, and as Reggie said, it is a Texans Ticket Tuesday. So in the 5 o'clock hour, make sure you are with us. You need to be with us the whole way, but make sure you're with us in the 5 o'clock hour. You got a chance to win two front row tickets, and the way these boys is playing five straight in the playoffs, it's a hot ticket. It's gonna be a good time out
there.
It
is a Texans Ticket Tuesday.
Oh, tickety.
I'm going to take that. I
feel like we should be able to say that.
I'm not going to, you know, I'm understand that Tyler just took that low blow for no reason. I understand. I said breast one time on accident.
Hold on, so.
You're just going to let me hold it against me. I'm not taking it personal. Tyler expressed to us earlier that he is starting to develop a lot of gray hair, and I think it's getting to him. So I understand that you needed to just let some of that out. And that's all right, man.
I like that version of Tuesday. I mean it as a compliment. I think it jumps it up a notch.
If you gotta let some stuff out, man, just let it out. I know that when you start to see a lot of that gray hair, that can get to you.
Yeah.
You know, at 35.
A lot of wisdom showing up.
Yep. It's okay, man. You still look good though. I wanna let you know.
You're hanging in there.
Always.
That gray, yeah, that gray's attacking.
I tell you,
he said it. Where'd you say it's real prevalent up top?
Yeah, I got a spot in the front that is just going white on me the last time.
Them habits you keep, Father Time's gonna be whooping your ass in the next 5 years.
Bill Clinton before you know it.
Having fun?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, actually.
Oh, you that that's the price I pay then.
I'll keep it to myself.
Okay.
I'm a little disappointed. You have taken your fun. This down.
Oh wow.
Birthday not good enough.
Probably fair.
Your birthday was not good enough.
It's called maturing, Tyler. No, Ron.
No, it's not. Just to take massive swings. Like, I mean, let's slowly.
I mean,
what
did you expect him to do on his birthday other than him and his wife go to El Tiempo and have a few margaritas?
I expected, as Trishelle said in Real World Las Vegas, to be three sheets to the wind.
White boy wasted?
I'm telling you, 21st. 21st birthday wasted, and instead, he was in bed by 11. T-Mill being T-Mill. Damn shame. Anyway, man.
Hey, I'm proud of you.
I'll step it up.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah, thank you.
You keep doing exactly what you're doing.
No, man.
Ron's got a point. I'm disappointed in myself.
You're 35. You're not 40.
He's not doing
it. That's a good point.
Why is he not doing it?
I am. What are you talking about?
I was going to say that.
He's encouraging you to do things.
I was blasted all weekend. With my kids.
What'd you do on your birthday?
The guy is drunk.
What did I do on my birthday?
Exactly. You're not forgetting because you were drunk.
I got drunk. I did. I'm certain I got drunk.
Cinco de Mayo. Hell, you got a good reason. It's a built-in.
I was going to say Cinco de Mayo. Yeah.
Wow.
I got blessed. I think Reggie got me started. I think Reggie brought in a jug of frozen margaritas.
That's right. He damn sure did.
I'm always good raw dog in the drive.
Don't worry, man. Just telling you that last time, man, I was wandering around looking for you, and you weren't there. But no, ticket.
I was karaoke.
Texans ticket Tuesday. Coming up 5 o'clock, got a chance to win front row tickets, so stay tuned for that. Also, you heard it, Willie Fritz, head coach of the Houston Cougars. What a turnaround. Has those boys in the Kinders Texas Bowl. We will talk to him coming up in the 3 o'clock hour as they face LSU. So it'll be a good conversation with Willie Fritz, Kansas City guy too. He was the head coach of the high school that I lived around a corner from right before we moved.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Park Hill. Yeah, shout out to Willie Fritz.
How long ago?
A while ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A while ago. But no, we'll talk to him coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. But let's get to it. It is a tape drop Tuesday, and this is one of the biggest wins in the D'Amico Ryans era, Clint. And a lot in this game. A lot of good, a lot of not so good, a lot of dreadful. What did you take away? Where you want to go when it comes to Tape Drop Tuesday from what you watched?
Well, I think it's fair to start in the second half. And I think it's fair to say that I may have been a tad bit aggressive on I wasn't wrong, but I may have been a tad bit aggressive on the blitz or the inability to pick up the blitz. It wasn't just the blitz. It was Chris Jones as well. It wasn't as egregious as it felt because you felt like there was so much pressure that it was just blitz after blitz after blitz, and it wasn't. It was a deadly combination of Chris Jones taking the game over and beating guys one-on-one for two series, and then it was several series that you got in, about three series that you got into a third and long because you had no idea what to do with a blitz and having any kind of outlet whatsoever. So
did you at least see adjustments?
No.
Like did you at least see adjustments with Chris? Because, yeah, you're right. Chris Jones, he was winning like this. Mm-hmm. But then there were other guys. And then there was the one where George Karloftis, I thought, almost took him out, almost at the goal line in the second half. But you didn't – there wasn't adjustments? Was there a double to Chris Jones?
Oh, yeah, I mean, there were times that we ended up with two people on him. But, no, I mean, he made enough plays. It was like, every now and then, you got to win. So, I mean, look, we shut him down every now and then. And but there was just a run of plays there. Coming out at halftime, and this is what makes Andy Reid's decision even more criminal than it actually was in real time. It is blatantly obvious on film that two dudes came out of the Kansas City locker room and said, We're finna go win this game. Pat Mahomes and Chris Jones. And they were on their way to making plays. Look, I know you and I have talked about some stuff with Pat missing this, missing that. What the hell are you doing? But when it comes to using his legs to keep plays alive, when it comes to willing your way to first downs and points, they came out on a mission, those two guys, and Andy Reid just threw a wet blanket all over that joint. And so that decision is even worse than it was today. The blitz pickup for Nick Caley, it was not as bad as it was bad now. It was bad, but it was five or six times it was, and it felt like it was 20 in real time when you were watching it on TV. Chris Jones absolutely dominated, like I said. And there's two guys offensively that, I mean, I'm just going to be honest straight up with you. Texans don't score 10 points if C.J. Stroud ain't the quarterback. There's probably, I know this is hard to say because there's only three completions in the second half. There's probably six plays that were made in this game that just for comparison reasons that Davis Mills ain't making, right? That if you don't have an elite skill at the quarterback position, you're not making. By the way, I'm not even counting the post over the top to Nico. That ball was underthrown. Hell, I could have threw that. That ball was underthrown. It was obvious. It was underthrown. It was not any quarterback could have made that. I'm talking other plays. There's at least five or six plays throughout this game that were either on scoring drives, on touchdown scoring drives, on field goal scoring drives, or like allowed you to chew up a little bit of the clock to make it difficult on Pat Mahomes. And then when Andy made his bonehead mistake, at that point you got to go get some kind of points. And you went and got a touchdown. On that drive, CJ just made that throw to Higgins that you mentioned. It was just big time. And so C.J. Stroud. I did not give C.J. Stroud the due respect and credit that he deserved because there was nothing easy on Sunday. The plan, relatively speaking, I thought left a lot to be desired in a sense of making it easy on your quarterback. It was very difficult on your quarterback. He was under pressure all day long, and when he did make plays, it was making plays outside the scheme. There was very little on time that was available to the quarterback. So C.J. Stroud was big time on several throws that ultimately won this game outside of the defense. The defense won it. But outside of that, C.J. Stroud did a lot on his own. The other one, we ain't giving Woody Marks the love and respect he deserves. I know we're giving him a lot, but we're not giving him the love and the respect that he deserves. And Nick Caley is – this what gives you a little hope for Nick Caley, y'all. This gives you a little hope for Nick Caley.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
The way Nick Caley is using Woody Marks, now I think he's doing a lot of it from a load perspective because he doesn't have another option because he knows that Chubb is hurt with them ribs. But the way that Nick Caley is using Woody Marks is really encouraging. I mean, the touchdown throw to him, there was probably a stretch of about five plays where two times he tried to throw him the football out of the backfield. I think once he caught it, and they weren't big plays, but just they're trying to use his ability. And I love the way that you got to keep him in the game. I know he can't, he's not, until you get another back that can do some similar things, you've got to leave Woody Marks in the game because you never know when and in what situation that D tackle is going to break free and be standing 3 yards deep in the backfield. And any other running back on your roster, it's a 3 or 4 yard loss. With him, boom, he sidesteps, it goes to get six. I mean, he had probably four runs in this game where it just completely changed the drive. I mean, it took the drive again from now you're in 3rd and 12 or 3rd and 9 to, hey man, we're in a 3rd and 2. There were several times in this game when he did that. So that right there is on top of him catching a ball out of the backfield, the way Nick Caley's kind of using him. And when he's in the game and he is getting 70% of the snaps, when he's doing that, he's getting 65, 60, 68% of the carries, he impacts the game in just such a significant way. So Woody Marks, and by the way, the timeliness, it seems like when the game's on the line and we do, it's a close game and you've got, you know, the team's got two timeouts and you need to get a first down.
That's 2 weeks in a row.
I mean, he's done it several times this year. To your point, it's happened 2 weeks in a row. I mean, they're just big runs late in games. Now, I don't know if he can handle 26 carries a game, obviously, but right now down the stretch here for the Texans in must-win games in every game except for maybe Arizona, must-win games, like, you've got to have that talent on the field because the guys behind him just simply aren't going to make those plays. And they're so critical to what you're doing. They were huge against Kansas City because nothing else in scheme was really working. It was CJ off script, off schedule, and it was Woody Marks timely getting involved.
Well, and also on those, he was making more yards that were there.
They were there. Hell yeah, absolutely.
Like it wasn't like, boy, that was beautifully blocked up.
Yeah,
like he doesn't go down. He was making
Ron, he got Carl Loftus, I believe it was, took Dalton Schultz on a ride, and I mean, it was blocked up so good inside. I mean, our interior offensive line is getting 2 or 3 yards push. You couldn't ask for it to get any better. Well, Dalton Schultz is got Carl Loftus.
Is that what Carl Loftus drove him into?
Just drove him right into Woody. But that's really my point was that kind of took Woody by surprise. That's really the only time that I recall. Maybe it happened a couple of other times of him trying to bounce something. But like I'm talking about getting caught off guard. And just like, I have no choice. He's not above, like the one he bounced outside and lost 2 or 3 yards, he should have never bounced it outside. So that's going to happen. But in terms of him getting downhill and a defender being in the way, 9 times out of 10, he's going to make that guy miss. And a lot of times it turns into 4 or 5 yards beyond that. So Woody Marks is not getting the love that he deserves. CJ Stroud, I did not give him the love that he deserved. I did not give Chris Jones the respect that he deserved because I knew he had a really good moment. I thought you did, but maybe you saw more. it was a bigger part of what really caused the Texans to struggle in that second half than I thought it was. But then the pressure's got to be a problem. Last but not least, Ron, and these are things that, like, the blitz pickup and not moving Nico Collins one time in the second half. I didn't pay attention to the first half.
That's where I wanted to get. The offense just looked so predictable, stagnant, like run.
Well, you just don't – like it's kind of like the Woody Marks, keeping Woody Marks in the game because you don't know exactly how he's going to impact the game. Like you've got to get Nico more involved in the motions and being number one in the progressions because then you end up throwing the ball in a critical game. You end up throwing the ball to the sideline to a Christian Kirk who doesn't make the play in a critical moment.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.